In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Oh, good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday morning. It's the first day of spring. So I want to welcome everybody who's here this morning. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining me here this week with Morning Coffee with Dr. T. Over the last 22 years, I've done thousands of interviews on the stage and on radio, but I wanted to make this more personal and give everybody an opportunity to ask specific questions, get your questions answered, but please make sure that you couch them generally. I can't give specific medical advice to anybody, and or personal medical advice. It's not good practice, and it's really just not allowed. Oh, can you guys hear that pinging? It's just I just can't hardly close all of these Telegram channels. It's just,
I do not hear the pinging, Dr. T.
You don't hear the pinging? Okay, that's good to know, because I've been wondering about that in a lot of the interviews that I have, that everybody pings me, and I'm wondering if it showed up. Thanks, Heather, for letting me know that it doesn't. So I want to start with a couple of important things today. Good morning. It's the first day of spring, so I thought I'd give us a springy background back there. Interestingly enough, here in Ohio on Saturday, it was 65 degrees out and beautiful. Tegan and I went for a nice walk. And then over the last 24 hours, we got 3 inches of snow. So isn't that typical for Ohio and typical for spring? And that's why I don't like March and April. It's the 2 months out of the year in living in Ohio that my long-term plan had always been to be in Cabo San Lucas, which is my favorite place to go for vacation. Been going there since 2003. So I've been going there for over 20 years to be there for March and April. And I had almost enough things stacked up to be able to do that. And then COVID came and it all fell apart. I mean, I can still work from down there. I can still write. I can still broadcast. but I just wanted to be out of Ohio March and April. In fact, before Kevin passed away, that was our long-term goal, that we were going to buy a place down there and have a place to go to in March and April. Because if you know, I like snow and I like winter. I like cold. So I like December, January, and February. But by March, I just really dislike this warm today, cold tomorrow, warm today, snow tomorrow, warm today, snow, 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 warm. It makes me cranky. So our plan was to to go to Mexico for March and April. And then when you come back in May, it's beautiful here now. It's starting to really look like that picture behind me. It's starting to look springy. The buds are coming out. The trees are blooming out. But I'm not sure that that's going to happen. I got a few more years left in my life, so maybe it can happen. I'm not real sure. So that's the first thing I wanted to mention. The second thing I wanted to mention is that here in Ohio, it's voting day. It's midterm voting day. I'm not sure what other states are voting today, but if today is your day, make sure you go out and vote for your conservative candidates. You can, if you go to the Ohio Medical Freedom Association, what is Stacy's website? Do you guys know? Stephanie Stock's website. We'll get it for you here in just a minute. They created a really cool checklist. They created an entire brochure where they talk about all the different candidates in the state of Ohio, their positions on right to life, their positions on abortion, their positions on immigration, their positions on the border. And Oh, it's Ohio Advocates for Medical Freedom. Heather, maybe you can find the link for the AMF site. It's Ohio Advocates for Medical Freedom. And then I'm literally going to print out their checklist of candidates, because I don't have time to do the research and look at all the candidates. And so they do. That's what they spend time doing. And I'm going to literally print out that checklist and take it with me to the voting booth, so I know who I'm voting for and why. And so for the rest of you across the country, it's today is a voting day. I don't know. I still think that we should exercise our civic right to vote. It might be the last time we get to do it. And so what's really important is voting for your local issues, your tax issues for your school or your school board or whatever taxes are there. You need, because that those are the things that control your life. Whether or not you vote, get involved and vote for the presidential election, I suppose that's still important. But what's important locally is voting for your school board, maybe local judges. Maybe you've got a mayor that's up for running. Maybe you've got a sheriff that's up to be elected. Maybe you've got tax issues, levy issues that are on the ballot. So voting in the midterms, even though it's got a really low turnout, is really probably more important for your voting issues than even what the national election is for president. So go out to vote. I actually wrote myself a little sticky note so I would remember to do it. Another thing I want to talk about this morning is we're coming down to the last couple of weeks to register for boot camp. I'm not sure if all of you have done that yet, or if you've shared the link with your friends and family and shared it on your Facebook page and Instagram page and things like that to help us with the promotion. But it's the Five Docs Boot Camp. It starts April the 4th, which is just right around the corner. April the 4th, we'll go for 5 weeks with two docs talking each week. And then we will culminate with a 4-hour solutions webinar on May the 4th. So you'll have 9 hours of specific conversation with physicians that we're going to be talking about things that you don't generally hear in other places. We've made a point to make it really different. I think Heather and Cookie can they've been seeing all the materials. I think that they will agree with that. But the link is learningforyou.org/5docs2024. If you go to that link, you'll read a whole lot more about the program and what we're planning to do. We have a lot of people registered. We want as many as we possibly can, because we want to share this information. We would specifically want to share the solutions webinar with you. And you can't, for people that have inquired, that's not a separate purchase. It's an all or nothing thing. So we think that we priced it in a good price point to where you get 9 hours of educational information and you have lifetime access. I mean, if you miss one of the sessions or you can't because of a school activity or church activity or you're on vacation and you can't see that week, you will have lifetime access to go back and watch and review all the things that we talked about during the boot camp. So once again, it's a learningforyou.org/5, as in the number 5, the numeric number 5, 5docs2024 to register for that. Another thing I wanted two important things, since it is morning coffee and I have my coffee cup here this morning, it says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 137:14. Somebody gave me this a while ago. I really like this cup. And I really like the coffee. I got my first bag of Mike Lindell's of the My Pillow coffee. Michelle ordered it for me. It's dark roast. I don't usually order dark roast coffee. I like kind of medium roast because I usually think the dark roast is kind of bitter, or it has like a bitter aftertaste. This is really good. I mean, really good. It's got a really rich flavor. It's got a real smooth finish to it. It doesn't give you any acidity. So all the things that, you know, Mike talks about, and sometimes Mike just sounds like a hyper, but I'm telling you from my own personal experience, this is really good, the MyPillow coffee. And if you go to the link that Heather put up there for you for the MyPillow coffee, it's not at MyPillow. It's at a different link. Heather, can you read the link? Because for the radio listeners.
Give me a second. I don't have it quite at my fingertips.
Okay. When she gets it up there, she'll read it because it's not at the MyPillow store. The MyPillow store is, you know, sheets and towels and bathrobes and doggy things. I know this because I just ordered some sheets from MyPillow for my upstairs guest bedroom. The only ones that I had were just getting kind of ragged.
Dr. And so can I play the video that we did there? I have the link here, by the way. I'll tell them what it is. It's you posted already. Okay. So it's mystore.com/mycoffee-subscription. But if you simply go to mypillow.com and you type in coffee, it'll take you there anyway.
It does not, Michelle.
No, it didn't take you. It took me on my phone.
I did it yesterday when I ordered the I ordered my sheets and I ordered a new set of towels. Mm-hmm. When I typed in coffee in the search, it didn't take me anywhere. It just said nothing found.
Well, that's interesting.
That's why, you know, I wanted to make sure that we got the appropriate link and was able to read it. If you go to, what is it,
mystore.com/mycoffee-subscription. And you don't have to do a subscription, but it's there in case you do want to. And they have beans and they have ground coffee. So lots of options. And they have different sizes. That's the size I got you, I think, was a 2-pounder.
Okay.
Do you mind if we play the video? It's really cute.
No, it's okay.
Okay, one sec. Diane is in the studio saying, play the video. All right, one second. Here we go. This is our first experience drinking the coffee, everyone. Let me see if you can hear this. Make sure that you can actually hear the voice.
Fine, you need to just turn it on.
I wonder if you can hear it though. Let me see. Can you hear the?
Well, good morning, everyone. I just sent my new bag of my coffee from Mike Lindell. This is 100% organic and non-GMO coffee from Honduras. He says on the back that this is the best coffee he's ever had. Mm. It's dark roast. We're going to make a pot this morning and see if we agree. Smells good. Let me see what it tastes like. It's really good. It's got a really smooth taste. You know, sometimes coffees have that kind of bittery aftertaste. It doesn't. It's really, really clean. And yes, I like my coffee black. So it's not being covered up with all kinds of whatever you want to put in it. It's really, really good. So if it's this good black, however you want to decorate it up, it's going to be even better. Mm. Michelle, come over here. Go over here and get bring a cup. Have some of this. Here. Hey, Mike, I'm going to be the judge right now of this thing here. In our God's Children Are Not For Sale month, if you heard me. Actually, yeah, it is really good. It really is good. It's really good.
Thanks, Mike.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, I love the dark one.
Yeah, it's dark roast, and I usually get medium roast, but this is dark roast, and it's really, really good. There's just a smoothness to it. It smells good. It doesn't have that bitter aftertaste sometimes mm-hmm. that you get with coffee. It's really, really good. You should try it. Go to mypillow.com and put in our affiliate code DRT. And have your next cup of joe in the morning with your favorite mug.
Yeah.
Just cheers.
If you go to mypillow.com, it doesn't offer you coffee there. You have to go to a My Store site. So, but it's really good. So I just wanted to mention it to you that, you know, I don't like Starbucks coffee. It just tastes burnt to me. There's a local roaster here. Sometimes I get their coffee beans. But they're not necessarily organic. This is organic. And I can tell you, this is one of the best home coffees that I think I can't say if it's maybe the best ever, but it's been the best one that I've had in a really, really long time. So I just wanted to let you know that when you hear some of Mike's commercials, they sound like a lot of hype. And I just wanted to give a personal testimonial, and Michelle gave a testimonial too. They were at my house last week when we had our open house for the Tenpenny Health Restoration Center, ECP Center here last Wednesday. We had a kind of a small group that turned out, but very, very interested group. And a lot of people came to the center. And so we're going to be planning a lot of things in the future for that because it's so important to your health. I had a very long conversation yesterday with a couple of business people about what's happening with ECP. And it seems like it's coming back in a lot of different places, which is really, really good. I mean, I don't really care about what the competitive market is. I just want people to get on the beds because they save your life. And they're really important. And now that the Loan Institute just came out talking about that stents don't work, that almost 25% of all cardiovascular stents that have been placed there unnecessarily, and it costs Medicare billions of dollars a year. Cleveland Clinic here in Ohio, where I am, they're a big heart center, the Cleveland Clinic is, and almost 32% of the stents that they placed were placed unnecessarily, that they really didn't need to have the stent because the stents really don't work. ECP creates your own internal stent. It improves your blood flow. It increases your nitric oxide. And then when we couple that with CardioMiracle, so that in between your sessions, you're taking CardioMiracle, which has all the nutrients in it for your cardiovascular system. And it also increases nitric oxide. Nitric oxide vasodilates your body. So your kidneys get more oxygen and nutrients. Your brain gets more kidneys and more nutrients and oxygen. Your eyes, your feet, your bladder, all those different things. So ECP with CardioMiracle is a really good combination. So Michelle and Diane came down from Canada. There, it's about a 5-hour drive or something like that for Michelle and about 3 hours for Diane. So Michelle leaves Toronto and goes through Niagara-on-the-Lake and St. Catharines and picks up Diane, and they come on down to the house. It's about 5 hours. It's not horrible. I mean, from Cleveland to Cincinnati is a 5-hour drive, so it can just give you sort of an eyeball of what it is. So they came down and spent a couple of nights. We did the open house, and we had a little girls' night, and it was kind of fun. I'm looking forward for them to come back, and we can have some more of my coffee, and we can spend a couple of days doing a planning meeting, which will be really fun. So I wanted to talk about my coffee this morning and encourage you to get some of this. And like Michelle said, it can come as beans if you want to ground it, or it comes already ground if you don't have a grinder and you just want a drip kind. It's really, really good. I'm almost out of coffee. I wish the coffee pot wasn't upstairs. So there we go. one other thing I wanted to talk about is my state medical board situation. So the state medical board revoked my license. Now there's a difference between, that's not true. They permanently suspended my license. There's a difference between revoking and permanently and indefinitely suspending. Suspending, it means you just can't see patients. You can't diagnose, you can't treat, you can't write prescriptions. When they suspend it, it means it's gone permanently and you can't get it back. I need some more coffee. When they suspend it, that's what they mean. When they revoke it, it means you can't get it back. So let me clear that up and say it again. What the medical board did to me is they suspended my license, which means I can't see patients, I can't write prescriptions, I can't diagnose, and until which time I cooperate with them, which we cooperated every step along the way. They did not revoke my license. So if you hear anybody talking about they took away my license or they revoked it, please correct them because that's not true. So part of the order was that it would be permanently suspended until, or indefinitely suspended until which time that I cooperated with them. When they suspended my license, they suspended it for failure to cooperate in an investigation. They set it into the record. It wasn't about suspending me for talking about vaccines, for talking about the magnetic thing that happens after the COVID shot. It wasn't about talking about 5G and the COVID shots. It was because I failed to cooperate with them in an investigation, which was a flat lie. They had sent me a series of letters. We replied to legally. I had my legal team reply to every single letter and cite, the Ohio law statutes and things like that for the reason why I was refusing to answer these self-incriminating questions. So 3 years later, so that was August of last year. The first set of letters came on September 7th of 2021. So last year in August of 23 is when they issued the suspension. So right before Christmas, I said to my attorney, Eric, I said, you know, maybe I should go ahead and cooperate with them. Let me go back and review those questions. So when I went back and read the 33 questions that they sent, the 33 questions that would have been very self-incriminatory at the time of 2021, now were extremely well documented in the medical literature because there's been more than a thousand research papers that have been published that show the problems associated with the COVID jabs. So I said to Eric, my attorney, I said, you know what? I'm going to answer these. So let's get back to the state medical board and said, okay, on further consideration, I am going to cooperate. Now, keep in mind that when they suspended my license for failure to cooperate, Eric went back through 42 years of license suspensions in the state of Ohio. There had never been a license suspension for failure to cooperate when we had cooperated. So we felt that the state medical board was kind of standing on thin ground anyways. So he made multiple phone calls. He sent them emails. He sent them a certified letter. He said, we are going to answer your questions and cooperate with this, with your investigation, even though they never gave us any reason why there was an investigation. It was just a sniff test trying to intimidate me. So I answered all 33 of their questions. The questions were kind of silly to me. They were the repeated question was, since you tell people not to get the MMR vaccine, how many patients in your practice have come down with measles? Well, my answer was, I never tell people not to vaccinate. I tell people what's in the vaccine. I tell them what the risk of the vaccine is versus the risk of getting the infection. And then I let people decide for themselves. One of the questions was, have you lost patients due to your stance on vaccines? And my answer was, to the contrary, we've gained patients because patients like to come to our office when they're given fully informed consent and giving an option, as opposed to being just told what to do. They asked me if I had ever administered vaccines, if I would administer vaccines in my office. And I said, no, I would not. It's not anything we do. But if people choose to get vaccinated with the COVID jab or any of the other shots, they can go to a regular family practice office or they can go to the health department. There are plenty of places that they can have access to being vaccinated. We don't do that in our office. They wanted me to cite a bunch of references from the 40 mechanisms of injury. I gave them probably 40 references. They wanted me to print them out. I told my attorney, I said, I'm going to give them the link and I will give them the URL and the DOI number, DOI, which is the number you can put into PubMed, and I'll give them the PubMed number, where you can take that number, that PubMed number, and put it into PubMed and take you right to the article. And I checked and made sure they were all accurate and up to date. I wasn't going to waste 100 pages of paper and ink and all my time and just to print it out for them. I told them exactly where they could find it. And that, as far as I was concerned, that's what they needed. If they were physicians and they were truly interested, they would go look it up. If I printed out all that paper, I can assure you, as sure as my hair is blonde, they would never read it. They just wouldn't do it. So I answered all 33 of their interrogatories, which are questions. We had it notarized. And it was right before Christmas, so we made the decision to wait till right after Christmas to send it because we knew that they weren't going to be around and nobody would be looking at it, and it might get stuck under a stack of papers somewhere. So we sent it, I believe it was around January 6th or 7th, we sent the documents. Eric has followed up with multiple phone calls, multiple emails. We sent them a certified letter. We've gotten zero response from the state medical board. None. Eric tells me he thinks it's because they don't know what to do with me. They don't know what to do with the answers. They don't know quite what to do because they've never been in this position before. And then in the meantime, I got a letter about a week and a half ago from the state of California. Now, I have a medical license in the state of California. I've had it since 2002. Always at that time, early in the early 2000s, I was intending to move to California, to Encinitas, North County, San Diego. I just love it there. And at one point in time, I was going out there about every 6 weeks just because I loved it so much. And then politics changed, life changed. I got married, you know, all kinds of things happened, and I just never moved out there. But I kept my medical license because to get a California medical license is quite challenging. It's not an easy license to get. So even though I've never practiced medicine, and we do have an ECP center out there, but I'm not seeing patients, I'm not diagnosing them, I'm not treating them. We're using it as a wellness center for recovery from injuries and to help your overall circulation. So I got a letter from the osteopathic board in the state of California, and they said that since my license was under suspension in the state of Ohio, I could voluntarily turn in my license to the state of California and just surrender it. Why would I do that? So so I contacted Eric, and he contacted the guy. His name was Steve Lynn from the State Osteopathic Board in California, and explained the situation that now we're trying to get the state medical, we're trying to cooperate. The state medical board is not cooperating with us. In fact, we are at the place now. There's a type of memorandum that you can submit to the court that he said it isn't used very often because he said it's kind of silly. You submit to the court to force the state medical board to do their job. So it's kind of like submitting an order to the court to tell the state medical board to investigate me, but they have to investigate me on the 33 interrogatories that they sent me. So it's kind of a messy situation, but I want my license back. I want to get it back. So there's two reasons I'm telling you this. One is that it's just time for an update. I mean, it is the middle of March, and that happened in August. So September, October, November, December, January, February, March. It's about a 7-month update of what's happening. Plus, because now we're going to court and we're having to write a lot of letters and we're doing a lot of different things, I need to ask for your support. I need to ask for your support to go to defenddrt. To go to defenddrt. I think it's defenddrt.com. Michelle, correct me if I'm wrong. You can actually go to the drtenpenny.com website and donate to help support me with my legal bills. 100% of that money, every single dollar, is going to pay my legal bills. And since I'm not practicing medicine, you know how I make my money these days is podcasts, the products that we sell through our podcasts, a few speaking engagements here and there. When you're a guest on somebody else's podcast, you don't get paid for that. So, you know, and I do these 7 podcasts a week to get great information out to everybody. I think we have amazing guests. I really enjoy doing the interviews because I think that we have amazing guests. Michelle and the team work really hard to get really interesting, informative guests on. So this is my full-time job. This and my Substack, and I write 2 Substacks a week, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. And your support on my Substacks and your support on from our Friday favorites, the things that we put out and support on this it supports me. It's how I make a living now since I'm not seeing patients. And so until which time I can get my license back and I can calm down the California State Medical Board, when Eric called them and told them the whole story, he told this Stephen Lee, who's a physician who works for the medical board, you know, what the whole thing was. Then he followed up with a letter, and the letter was really well written. It basically said, we're trying to cooperate and the state medical board isn't letting us. Well, it's going to be more legal bills. And so any amount that you can give, and Michelle, do you have the link to that?
Yep.
Oh, here it is. It's drtenpenny.com. Defend DRT is the link for the listeners on the radio. It's drtenpenny.com, which is our main site, drtenpenny.com, drtenpenny.com/defenddrt, as in Dr. T. Any amount will be gratefully appreciated. $10, $20, $50, whatever you think you can afford. We've had a couple of people that were generous and giving $100 or more. But it's all goes to legal fees. Every single dollar. None of that comes to me. It's to help me to get my license back, to be able to see patients and to be able to do things unimpeded. You know, I told Eric, and I'll just be, you know, really transparent. I told Eric, I said, you know, one of the reasons I really need to get this, my license back is because I don't want to put on every application the rest of my life. Even when I went to sign up with The Wave, which is Twyla Bray's and her organization's site for practices that are cash-based, they ask you, have you ever had any issues with your state medical board? I don't want to have to explain that the rest of my life. I'll give you just a short little story, and then we'll go on to questions here. Back when I was still working in the ER, I stopped working in the ER in 1998. It was a long time ago. It's a rule when you're in the hospital that if someone has a cardiac arrest up on the floor, they call a code blue. You may remember that from watching the show ER. They call a code blue, and the ER doc in attendance down in the emergency room, it's your responsibility to run up to the floor code and respond to that code blue. There was an incident that happened. There was a very obese gentleman who was post-surgical. He was post-op. And I ran up to the floor and ran the code, and he did not survive. He died. 2 years later, there was a lot of lawsuits. I mean, the wife called for medical records before he was even taken to the morgue to start suing people. They sued the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the family doctor, and there's a kind of a rule in medical malpractice and that's why whenever there's a medical malpractice, a death, a wrongful death, a whatever, the lawyers send out subpoenas to every single doctor that has ever seen him. And then they go through this this process to ferret out the ones who get down to the ones who really the lawsuit is with. And so if you don't sue every single doctor, there's a, it's called the theory of the empty chair, or the doctrine of the empty chair, something like that, which means that the defense can say, well, the real person who was supposed to be sued was Dr. Tenpenny, and you did not name her in this lawsuit, so case dismissed. Well, on the very last day of the statutes of limitation running out on this case, the very last day, 2.5 years later, I got a subpoena in the mail that I was going to be part and sued and part of this lawsuit. So I went and I, you know, did the deposition. They looked at the case, and I was tossed out because I really wasn't part of it. But that was on my record that I had been involved in that lawsuit on the very last day, and only because of legal reasons. And I went through one deposition and they dismissed me from the case. That incident was on my record, and I had to report that on every form that I filled out, every medical form, every application for malpractice insurance, every application for hospital, anything, any of those things. Have you ever been sued for medical malpractice? I had to report that every single time. I wrote out a big, long explanation of it, attached this letter. It was a black mark on my record, even though I was dismissed from the case for more than 10 years. Well, this suspension of my record will be the same thing. It'll be the bubble gum on my shoes for the rest of my life. And I don't want to have that. So I want to get back to being able to see patients, and I want my record cleared up because I did nothing wrong and they suspended my license for bogus reasons that they'd never done before. So just to give you those couple of things, if you know anybody, or if you can have it in your heart, or you feel like you want to support my defense team, it's drt.com/defenddrt. So there's two D's in there, D-E-F-E-N-D-D-R-T, So you can go and you can donate a little bit of money to help me support my legal bills. I would really appreciate it. And then one last thing that I thought was pretty interesting, and it's just a public announcement of something from the news I've been hearing. And one of the things I've heard in the news is that Safeway and Walmart and a lot of other of the big box stores and several grocery store chains are doing away with their self-checkout. I wondered how long that was going to last because the theft is through the roof, because the morals in our country are really not good. It's okay to steal. It's okay to rob. It's okay to cheat, lie, whatever like that. We, even though we're a Christian country, we don't stand on Christian principles that much anymore. I'm not talking about this audience. I'm just talking about globally, you know. And isn't thou shalt not steal one of the Ten Commandments? So that's been around for a really long time. But they were finding is that people would go to the self-checkout, and if they had 10 items, they might run half of them or a third of them and pay for those. And then the rest of them, they would just put into their bag and leave. I mean, who was watching those people? Nobody. And even if they were watching them, who was going to stop them? So, and also all those self-checkout areas that you have, they're taking away jobs. They're taking away jobs from people maybe in high school or college that are trying to make some extra money, or some people that have been cashiers that you've known for years. They've been at the grocery store, whatever, for a long time. But I heard this morning, I listened to Z88.3, which is an internet, a Christian internet radio station. I listen to it all day long. It's on my house speakers. It's Z88.3. You can Google it and go. It's a really great radio station. I also listen to Air One. Different playlist. I actually like Z88.3 a little bit better. But anyways, I also listen, occasionally I get tired of their playlists and I listen to Air One, AIR1.com. but I heard it on Z88.3. This was out of Orlando. And they said that 300 Safeways in Florida are closing their self-checkout line because of all of the theft. I just thought that as a point of interest, I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's really great, Dr. Tempany. Can I tell you a quick story? We were in Ohio and we went to the dollar store and there was a girl standing at the checkout where they normally would, the cashier. And Diane walked up to her. There were self-checkouts and two other people were using them. They were being used. So she walked up to the girl and said, "Can you process this for me?" And she said, "No, you can wait." So I really like to see these things go away, because if that's the next generation that's going to run this country, dear God, help us.
Seriously. Well, I've always wondered how long they were going to go on. And if the, because it would be, if you were of the mind and of the mindset to steal, it would be so, so easy to do at a self-checkout. I mean, if you've got a whole cart full of groceries, I mean, you could do every other thing. You could actually scan and the other one you could put into your basket, or every third or every fourth or whatever. And I'm sure that these stores were losing their shirt on the self-checkouts. So I'm really glad to see that, because that was part of the whole getting everybody ready for the 15-minute cities, was to be able to do away with jobs and clerks and things like that, and just to make everything, you know, the digital ID and everything electronically done. So when it comes back to bite them, because, you know, their profits, they're, you know, they're going down, they're doing, they do store-wide inventories, and, you know, the checkout says they've sold, say, 100 apples, or let's do something different than that, that they've sold 100 bags of flour, but they in there, but they've only collected money for 50 bags of flour. That's directly, obviously impacting their profit margin in a really adverse way. And so I was really glad to see that. And I just wanted to mention it this morning. There's two questions in the chat this morning. Have you any thoughts of what to do for fibromuscular dysplasia? I don't even know what that is. Julia, I'm sorry. I'd have to know more than that. I don't really know what that is, so I can't answer that question. I honestly don't think I've ever even heard that term before. So anyways, I'm sorry I can't answer that for you. And Dina, the same thing. I don't know much about structured water. Familiar with structured water and the health benefits. I really don't know about, to me, water is water. And a lot of these different things about water are kind of gimmicks. I could be wrong about that. and I would be happy to learn more, because I don't know if structured water has any more health benefits than purified, clean, you know, water that you can filter and get out of your tap. Heather, are there any more questions out there in the chat?
I have one virtual world.
Okay.
It says here, what is myositis? My friend's son was diagnosed. Poor kid is in so much pain. His mom thinks like us, he's not jabbed, and she doesn't know what to do. It's when the body, you know, something about the fighting its own muscles, and she's wondering what could this have been? Could have been transmission?
Well, anytime you hear a word with itis on the end of it, it just means inflammation. So myositis is inflammation of the muscles. So if you've got inflamed muscles, it's kind of like fibromyalgia. It's kind of a myositis would just be kind of a garbage wastebasket term is what we call it in medicine. It means that we can't give it a specific diagnosis, so we sort of lump it in. So it's inflammation of the muscles. Don't really know. It could be a long list of things. It could be detox things, things that you need to do from inflammation, from environmental toxicities, from aluminum. Yes, I'm sure it could be a transmission issue. It could be something that he's eating that he's having an allergic inflammatory reaction to. Like I said, I can't diagnose and treat for specific types of questions like that, Michelle. But I can just say from overall, it's inflammation of the muscles. And I can't diagnose it any further than that.
So Dr. T, I had so many windows open that I couldn't move them all fast enough to get my mic turned on to answer you about the questions in chat before Michelle jumped in. So forgive me. There seem to be quite a few questions inquiring about Mike Lindell's My Coffee. We're going to get those answers for you, everyone, and we'll get back to you. But if you have something specific, you can email them at questions@mystore.com. But
what kind of questions are you seeing?
So folks are very savvy, which is wonderful to see. They're asking questions of the mold status, because we know coffee can be laden with mold, and that's not great to ingest into your body. And some are inquiring about how it's processed. And someone wanted to know if there was a decaf option, which you probably could find out on the website, on the link, the My Store.
Good questions. You know, it's organically labeled. I don't know if it's, it is organic. Now, I don't know where that organic comes into that process. If you read my Substack from a couple of weeks ago about organic labels, I mean, does organic mean that the beans were grown organically, or does that mean that it was processed organically, or that, that it went into the bag with organic types of things? I mean, there's a difference between organic, 100% organic, made with organic products. I mean, if you can put that link up there, somebody about Heather about organic, the one that I did 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, on organic labels, and then last I did, it's in our Friday Focus newsletter. Our Friday Focus newsletter, if you guys aren't signed up for our newsletters, you're really missing the boat. I mean, seriously, they come out 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday generally just tells you who the guests are and what we're going to be doing in the for the upcoming week with all of our different podcasts. The Wednesday newsletter is our best read newsletter, and it has a lot of educational articles and links from the Tenpenny Report, which was previously, we used to call it Vaxxer.com. And Vaxxer, that's my site. We changed the articles that are written inside of it to be called the Tenpenny Report. And then on Friday, we have at the very top, there's a quick guide, a list that they put in. So if you don't want to read the whole thing, you could just go down to the specific things. And I'll just read you the topics from this last Friday's Friday Focus. 3 reasons why probiotics should be part of your program. Register today for the 5 Docs Boot Camp. A new offer by Mike Lindell on a six piece towel set. Optibiotic, which is a probiotic that we sell that I've used in our office 20 years. I use it myself every day. It's really, really an important, really good probiotic. Doesn't need to be refrigerated. It's got Saccharomyces boulardii in it. It's really, really good. And then there's two of my Substacks that are there. What does natural really mean? And then on Walking with God, I wrote about the Holy Spirit 2 weeks ago. That was a really well-received Substack. Tons and tons and tons of comments. And that was really, really good. That people really, really enjoyed that. My Substack from yesterday was on the blessing of sleep. And I'm going to have some more information on that going forward. Michelle, thanks for showing people what it is. I always tell people, please sign up for our newsletter. And even if you don't, even if you read the things other places, if you're not interested in buying any of the products, or you've bought products from us before and right now your budget can't afford it, I would really, it would really mean a lot to me if you signed up for our newsletter and on the Friday Focus when it comes out, just skim through it and look at my what my team put together, the work that they do, that they put together for three times a week. It's just, I'm so proud of them and so grateful. Diane puts these beautiful things together. The whole team works on them. I mean, the activism, there must be awareness on from the Tenpenny Report. I think that Jackie wrote that. The Holy Spirit, I wrote that. The natural foods, I wrote that. It's, you know, Jackie writes the tips on the Dr. Tenpenny's health tip. So there's a lot of great information there, all in one place. And I know there's lots of other people you read and lots of other newsletters, but ours really, we really try to do our best to make ours be educational and not just promotional. So I if you go to drtenpenny.com, up in the upper right-hand corner, you can, it's actually drtenpenny.com/, is it join or join now? I think it's just join. drtenpenny.com/join is another place where you can just join our newsletter. So, and I'm writing more and more these days. We just got a few minutes to close out here. I'm working on a book right now about our food. It's, I think, going to be one of the most important things I ever did. And speaking of books, probably in the next 2 weeks, we're going to be releasing the first book that I've written in a long time. It's sort of a compilation book of my On Walking with God Substacks. It's called Walking with God. We've got great testimonials. Diane has done just an absolutely incredible layout of the book. We found a great publisher that's out of California. Jackie's been working with that and with the publisher that we have. We're trying to get it out in time for Easter. I'm not quite sure if it will be ready, but we've got two more weeks. We may have it ready for Easter because it's not even an Easter kind of thing, but it would be a really nice Easter gift. So, we'll keep you posted on that. I'm really proud of it. I mean, it's a real team effort. And I think it's not something that you read once. It's not a one and done read. It's not like reading a Brad Thorne novel or something like that, or sort of a self-help book. It's a kind of thing that I hope that you will use over and over and over again for a long time. Just when you need some prayers and when you need some inspirations, the way that it's laid out, I think you'll really, really like it. Anything else up there, Heather? Or are we closing out for today?
I do not see any more questions up here for you to answer at this time.
Michelle, any questions over that you see?
No, that was it.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining me here this morning. Get out and vote today. If you're in a state that is holding votes today, I want to thank you so much for joining us here at this morning, little coffee clatch. And I hope that you will found it a great way to start your day. I really enjoy doing these morning coffees. I think that it is a way to give you more of some personal information and get your questions answered. Some weeks we have more questions than others. This week we didn't have quite so many. Maybe next week we'll have a little bit more. So remember, we do 7 broadcasts a week that we do. Monday is This Week with Dr. T, and then we do the Deep Dive Conversation. It's an extra little podcast that we do only for our premium podcast members with the guests that we have on This Week with Dr. T. I don't think I do a very good job of explaining that. On Monday morning at 9 a.m. every week, we do This Week with Dr. T. We have a really timely guest. Often it's an author. It's a politician. It's somebody that is really important. And I've always really loved those those interviews because they're different and they are different information that you're probably going to hear from other places. That same guest, if you like what you hear on This Week with Dr. T, that same desk sticks around with me for another 45 minutes or so. And we do a podcast called The Deep Dive with Dr. T that's only for our premium podcast members. It goes behind the paywall and nobody sees it except our members. Those deep dive interviews are really, really interesting. They are, you take that guest and you pull back the curtain and you get to know a little bit more about them, a little bit more personally, like where were you born? What was it like when you were growing up? How did you decide to go into your area of expertise? Did you come across any aha moments? What does God mean to you? What do you think is the biggest problem in the world? What does spirituality mean to you? When you die, how would you like to be remembered? Those are some of the questions that we talk about. So you get to know that person that maybe you know, like Brian Artis and David Martin and even Peter McCullough and Ryan Cole and some of those people who have been on my broadcast. You get to see a different side of them that you don't see when they're out there talking about their stuff on the stage that you hear them talk about all the time. And that's just for our premium podcast members. And if you're not a member and you become a member now, you can go backwards through the archives and you can, and because they are pretty timeless interviews, even though they may have been done a year or a year and a half or 2 years ago, not much changes in your life about where were you born and what was it like growing up. So they're timeless interviews that are only for our premium podcast members. And I really hope that you take a few minutes out of your day to go back and look at those. Those are every week on Monday. I record them on Monday. And then Monday night is my Brighteon.tv show that we have interesting guests about really hot topics. Tuesday morning, of course, is Morning Coffee. Tuesday night is Happy Hour with Dr. T, where I interview pastors, Christian business people, authors of Christian books, and we get a time to talk about their perspectives, and we get a chance to pray together. And then on Thursday, this month, in the month of March, it's Happy Hour with Dr. T solo that I've been doing a solo Bible study type of presentation, sort of like what we did way back in the beginning when we started this in June of 2020. Beginning in April, we're doing a four-part series with Brad Cummings on how to be triumphant in turbulent times. And I will tell you that I record those in advance so that we can edit them and post them up and get them in a really good shape. I just completed four hours of interview with Brad. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. You won't want to miss this. It's 6 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday night, 6 to 7 o'clock. It goes into the paywall area. We're going to leave these up out in the open for the entire month because they are so good. And it's information that I can pretty much assure you you're not going to hear anywhere else. We're talking about the April 8th eclipse that's coming up. We're talking about that the eclipse is passing over six cities called Nineveh. There's even more information about that I hadn't heard before that Brad presented about the tabernacles and what that really means. And, you know, people who think, oh, I'm going to get out of here. You know, I just want Jesus to come back and take me out of here. It's not exactly Brad's position. So that's going to be the month of April at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Mark your calendars, 6 to 7, and then 7 to 8 p.m. is Critically Thinking with Dr. P and Dr. T. And then starting in April, starting at 8:30 p.m. on Thursday nights, is our Five Docs Boot Camp. And if you haven't registered for the boot camp, I'll say it again. It's learningforyou.org/5docs2024 is the place where you can go and learn more about the topics we're going to be talking about and also register. And then remember, we're going to culminate this with a four-hour webinar. Can you believe that? 4 hours with the Five Docs talking about solutions for mind, body, and spirit. It'll start at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. It'll go from 10 to noon. Then we'll take probably a 15, 20-minute break so everybody can get some, they can go and get some my coffee, or they can take a potty break or get some water or whatever. And then we will have one more hour after, you know, we'll have two more hours after that. The first hour will be more educational things. And then the second hour is open forum question and answer. So we hope that you will join us. Hope you'll join us at on our newsletter. Hope you'll join us in our podcast. And we really hope that you'll register for our boot camp. So with that, I want to close with one of my favorite verses in the Bible. I close all my podcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope. Do you spend a lot of time rejoicing, being happy and hopeful for the things that are in your life? The Bible says to rejoice in hope. It also says to be patient in trouble, because trouble will come. We're not going to live a trouble-free life. So be patient and be persistent in prayer. So when you're going through your troubles, be persistent in your prayers, because God does hear you every single day. And with that, I want to thank you again for everybody who's being here this morning. Have a great week. Join us for the rest of our podcasts. Have a good week. Thank you, Heather and Cookie. I hope your meeting goes well. Michelle, thanks for being on with us this morning. Diane, Jackie, Amanda, Patricia, Solon, thank you for all of your wonderful work. There's so much that goes on in this company behind the scenes with people that those of you who are out there really don't see them. And then the other company on my team at the ECP centers here in Cleveland and in California, Ventura, California, and my TIMC, Tempany Integrated Medical Center team, all of you are just the best. It takes a village to make all this happen. So we appreciate your support and we thank everybody. Have a good week and God bless. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out. The heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold silver DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-drt.